Tabra Bado, the Tikiazu Yavatio, America Lachutin Gilles over it. Then he indicated like Julia, then long Dravich in the Ingrid. Then he sank her and so put a copies on the Tigre. Perke Janito, Perke Jamatan, Tatuvian Tosi, he is a bayou.
So concerning the progressive approach to understanding of you, previously Rinpoche was visiting the United States, and during one teaching session he composed a lot of verses to point out the brief meaning of every of those systems of thought or tenet. And this text today, there are not many copies available, so there is the Tibetan, and Rinpoche give us the lung for that, and the English, will, including the Tibetan, will be available tomorrow by photocopy. Rinpoche will give to everyone who wants. So he hopes that due to those verses, it is possible to have some good understanding of the various viewpoints along the Buddhist path.
Tene tetan dajo lodrava tsu lobjon de yong pecha sabe tini lobjon zogre gikin jugre ke tanda ngaran ki ya te tos ko labo kar tempo ko labo tos tos hi ke labo zo na tumre sambe.
So in general, it has been the tradition of the MAPA Institute, and that we were studying certain classical texts, and then first Rinpoche explains it to some people, later those people explain it to others in study groups. So this has been the tradition. But however, he thought it would be also nice to have some short verses that just give us the brief meaning in an easy way to understand. So that's why he composed the verses here.
Tene yingi jorje yere yang te yang long dabun dengre tene chiran so kande dota kake dobi kake mutu tan dengre tarem ni do nyang bo yoso de tabar ramba re tabar ramba de tendan je tabar ramba yimbe seno trando mare ni do re ni do nyang bo se je te ni do je ninga so de te ten ba yimbe seno ni do nyang bo se ni da.
So the whole collection of verses is titled the gradual progression of viewpoints of the essential or quintessential meaning or definitive understanding, and it is called also the heart of that definitive understanding or meaning. And in general, so the title, that means there is a progressive order of different viewpoints or systems of thought. And those systems of thought here are not related, this is the second part of that title, are not related to just a temporary understanding of world, but they're related to the ultimate truth or the ultimate meaning, the definitive understanding of reality. And again, there is the third particle here saying the heart of it. So it's kind of taking the most important point of this definitive understanding.
Rapangana he Tava Tava Jisi here no Rambayuna tole lava yungre. This and a Tava Rambayuna.
The general definitive meaning or understanding refers to ultimate reality. Ultimate reality is very profound, very difficult to understand, impossible to grasp right away. But since there has been given progressive order of various viewpoints or systems of thought or tenet that you can follow, it is possible to start with a very coarse understanding of what is right and wrong, and then proceed along that path of progressively increasing subtlety in the view. Finally, by this order, it is possible to reach reality. In the beginning of those verses that illustrate the various progressive viewpoints, Pramuji has given a kind of offering praise to start with, and the words of this is as follows. I bow down in deep respect before the supreme teacher Shakyamuni and the all-knowing master Manjushri, and will explain the definitive meaning, the progression of views. So the first thing is that there are two parts in that, actually. The first part is that praise, or let's say it's offering one's respect to the supreme teacher. The supreme teacher is the mighty of capable, this is Shakyamuni, the Buddha of this time. And the second line, in one pays respect to Jambiyang as the master of supreme knowledge, Manjushri. So the third line says, with deep respect I prostrate in front of those, or in front of you. So after this follows then the announcement of what is going to be explained. It says the progressive order of views concerning definitive reality has to be explained.
Tattava rinpa le tangbo tumon do kanzak da meba hi gogre tang kanzak da meba gom gubase na ta kanzak da meba re tele tangbo zog da mayen ba te tso rang de lu da mayen ba ten ba ne Lula Danzin Yuna Yang Yinla Jinja Lu Mijin Mijingo Yinla Nam Nam Mambu Ser Rigueta Nadamay Lula Natu Range Wangbu Ni Dupe Lundela Dadanzin Danzin Yuna Yang Danzin Jigayore Dadanzin Batigayore Nelu Nelus and the Danzin Yong Jigre Yinla Jinja Lu Mijin Yena change Kangba lakpa la sopa Tamche luji yena re Yena change Yena dan tenbam Yena change lumi jeng Jeng rogo gudu Ta computer deso yang kade taijin kade yungtu da gudu Yena nam na mambu ser Yena change luyo mare Yena Kangba Tan Lakba La Soba Namne Hajang Mangbu Yubasel Luji Chahi Hajang Mangbu Yubasel Rikwe Che Na Damayin Tundan Dami Juzi Che Hirab Yang Takbe Che Na Tene Rang Lu Dadamaduk
The Rikpa Nipa Jekana Do Janga Namne Mangbu Sir
Yinla na mangbu yubi se. Yinla na mangbu yubi. Yinla jinji lu yu ma re. Yinla na mangbu yubi se na yinla re re ni tini lu da ma re. Yinla re re ni da du ma du pa re. Ti zhe re ba. Da yinla jik ru yu gu gu du. Yinla jinji lu me yubi se tang. Yinla na mangbu yubi se. Yinla nam da yinla. Then he in a tanga yamba da yoga besena, Mambu sena, Mambu yebesena, repeat him in the
So then the beginning of all those different viewpoints is the most simple and the most important, the most coarse also, in it is the understanding of absence of a self in a person, or personal entity. And since there is a necessity to get used to that fact that there is no such personal entity, this meditation approach is presented in the beginning. So it's also titled The Progressive Stages of Meditation Related to Absence of Personal Entity. So it starts with one verse that says, although there is a clinging to one's body as being the self, that's the kind of fact where we start from, that we have that clinging to the body as being ourself. Although it is like this, since the while there is no such body that actually has the various limbs, that possesses the various limbs, and there is a multitude of those limbs, so because of this reason, then analyzed or checked by one's logic, such a self cannot exist, or this body is not the self. So there's two parts in there. The first is to say that such a body, which possesses the limbs, so which is the possessor of all the various parts of the body, does not exist. And second reason, since there are many those parts of body, then it's not possible that this body is the self. Since there are many parts of the body, then each of those had to be the self. If the body was the self, then we had many selves and so on. So for this reason, if one checks out the situation by logic, one will find the body is not existing as the self.
Sorva da mayim namnyana, sorva da mayim betone, sorva deva da yina, dunga chete da kejo, karte dunga da yina, deva chete da kejo, teta lepar chesena, sorva da da mever hi kibati, sorva da yina da, sorva deva te karse da yina. Da chorva deva rangi imbasena chorva dunga chenpo chorva dunga chese dunga chenpo chungwa tse tene da la deva yao maare da chorva deva rangi jiji da te che nukre meva cha nukre karte dunga da yina deva chese da che jo karte karse chorva dunga de da yina Da chorva dunga je rangi imba sena, da di dunga gogundo, da yubba karso. Deva cheba che, deva chenpo nyunga ti che, yang dunga ya mare, teni dunga je rangi je da di che lore. Tetar lekpar che sena, tetar khirap je yang takpar che na, lekpar che na, chorva dad mebar hi, chorva dad madro pa, lodu dan denbu hi togu.
The second thing that one could might wonder, when the body is not existing as a self, then the self or the personal entity consists in a feeling or sensation. So sensation, to this part, then Rinpoche had a verse, and it says, is if the feeling of pleasure was the self, at the time when great suffering arises, the self would be interrupted. And on the other hand, in case suffering was the self, at the time when great joy arises, self would to be interrupted. Thus, well checked or proved, done through one's own research, the sensation, one should know that sensation does not exist as the personal entity. So actually, it's quite clear from the root verses, but she says, just repeats it again in a more elaborate form, saying that it's clear when we say that sensation, which is existing as pleasurable and uncomfortable and neutral state, then if this feeling was existing as a self, as a personal entity, if this was the self, then it should be either of those possibilities. So if we say it is joy, the self is joy, then at the moment that suffering arises, where is the self gone? It would just kind of interrupting that existence of the self. And on the other hand, if we say it is suffering, the self is suffering, then the mere arisal of joy would cause an interruption to the existence of self. So there is a contradiction in that assumption, to say that self is existing as the feeling or sensation. And for that reason, the last lines say, well checked by one's own research, one knows that self does not exist as feeling.
Then it's all power, some of the sons of the legion. Then in a dry, then in a knee, some of the drainage in the hill last over, the hit in Namdom and our nuts over there. Can the hit the da my imbejun sing caras and da, the hit Namdo, Nato, the Ninzin in the Joserta. To some lion to the city, here at the imbejis and da the man by Hibala. Do he did nam do not so but you see. He rapped on them, but nam do the dembe lepertiena, da the matter by heber latte. Do he did nam do nam nincing in the jurve setan. Kangan John Dogre, Dani in the he and jugre, sons of the hitters and jokun jurazogre. Jurve setan. To some lay and to be said. The hidden nam do te, tu somna, tu besena? Tene? Dad madrobre. Tu somna tu be jimsinjikare, depend duhi, God's arbore, tanda yomare. Mamba duhi machipare, tatan duhi kichi nibal negamare, tisena? Damare, da in a tu jundo, da denbar yuna tu jundo jerome. The Junsi Nil attended, the Nintu Hid Nuts over there, he wrapped the Debe Tiena, that the matter of Hilela.
The Ninsen Jurvatan, Dizum Laya Tubati,
the Tenta Chikwam, the Tescalier. The Hidden Jurvasa. The Ninjan, the Hind Jondrovasa.
The Nitism Latur.
Daniel Dukin John Rete, to some locate here, go mother. Yan Dukite, to some Layantuba. Nigabri.
Latan Kagrimoto, do not eating Lawa.
Meh. The dry in the heat, a ninja in the hill at your ninja in the heat, dry in the hill and your summer to top in the he and John Rete. Yan do hit the two song lay and two beset, tainting yankly.
So then we come to another possibility where we could continue our research for the existence of such a personal entity of ourself. If it wasn't found in the body, it was not found in the sensation, we might think that this self could. could be found in what we call our ideas or concepts, thoughts, labeling. And so in general, what is called labeling or this concept's idea is that we say that we value certain situation. We say, oh, this is nicely clean, and this is what a dirt, huh? Something like, when we say like this, or we say this is a friend and this is an enemy, all this is concept is labeling. And the verse says here, the variety of concepts of labeling, since they are change during day and night, or a long day and night, all day and night, they keep changing. And since they depend on the three times, analyzed by an intelligent person, they are easy to be known as not existing as a personal entity. So to put that in the logical reasoning, then given all those, there's this variety of concepts that relate to this labeling process, and it is said that it is easily understood that those concepts do not exist as a personal entity when analyzed by logic or by an intelligent person. Why? Because, first of all, those concepts, they keep changing. That means that we have a concept of something is clean, it changes in something that is dirty. We have the concept of somebody being our friend, later we think it's our enemy. So it is not stable remaining, it is changing. And secondly, the concepts themselves, they depend on the three times. So what does that mean? It means that if we had a concept in the past, that concept is already gone, and the concept of the future did not arise. And the concept of the present does not stay, it keeps changing. So it is like, clearly to be understood that concepts are not the basis for existence of a self, since if we talk of a self or personal entity, it would have to be something that remains, that has some constant or permanent existence, and is not something that has this tremendous fluctuation as we can watch it with our conceptual or labeling process of perceiving this world.
Tene rangke dukhi teso kandesi jugundo kyapatakye tangoro. Yo lo chungam yonu kapti dukhi te rembe rembe kandesi jugundo. Yang drata nyi jun dukhi teso kandesi jugundo rangke nyamnyung tene samantango.
Nevertheless, we should clearly observe that, closely observe and watch how actually the concepts change. We could investigate, for example, how we felt when we were only 10 years old, and how our idea about ourselves and the world was changing until now, when we are grown up. And also we could observe those situations where previously we believed somebody was our friend and later we thought he's our enemy. Then this kind of conceptual change, when that takes place, is something that we should notice.
Tene nga so ngama yan dukhi njirwa mangbu zu yere, maungpa lan dukhi njirwa mangbu yere. Dukhi njirwa mangbu yungre. Tene dukhi njirwa tamche se na, tene sangje pala ta nyebudukre.
So in the past we heard a lot of the conceptual fluctuations. In the future we will produce a lot of concepts and thoughts that will change. And so when finally, now we also, of course we are doing it, then when the time comes that this change of concepts exhaust, it comes to an end, then enlightenment is not very far.
Samsung dozi ni re de kap che Samsung dozi da ma in te bare da ma in pa ni te da ma de garb Samsung da Samsung da te pa da ma de pa ni garb Samsung re yang ngo cha hi pa da ngo cha me pa ni ya ni ka Samsung ni garb Samsung garb Samsung mang bu ye be se Samsung de so nang ni garb mang bu ye be se na Then it seems on Dayong, Dado Toki Gayamar. Does it seem on Namjang Daman? Seems on does it seem on Namjang Daman? Does it seem on Namdayin and Kanga Nyambo dying over there? Then in Yambo Yamar, the same zone and Garbati Mambu. Garbati mambu yona nyambu yungumare. Dada ni ni nyambu yana drupa jagaduwa.
Yamina jundogre.
Yama jundogre. Yama jundogre. Yamina jundogre. Senso, tepata mate payan nyambu ne tokumata. Mwasa hipata mwasa me payan nyambu ne tokumata. Senso nam dada tokumata. Senso na nyambu de tokumata. Samsung na nyambo yo ma re. Ta to ni. Tik se na to to de. Tik se na to bre so to to de.
So then we come to another field of research. What is left over? Self entity, a personal self could be found maybe in what we call mental formation or mental impulse. And in general, talking about those mental events, I could also say mental events, mental impulses, there are two kinds. So one, no, sorry, there's this mental formation. So mental formation can have two kinds. This either it is a mental event or impulse, or it is something like abstract ideas which neither are clearly mind or something else. They're neither mind or matter, something abstract ideas. So here we're talking about the mental events or impulses. And usually they're enumerated like to be like 51 or 49. And so the question is whether in those, in the collection or the possible number of assembly of those mental impulses, that personal entity could be located. The verse says, since faith and like since having being faithful and not faithful, no, not faithful, you said. Being with confidence and without confidence are contradictory mental events. Embarrassment and shamelessness and so on, also such contradictory mental events exist numerously. The mental formation of, or the formation of mental impulses cannot be the self either. So the logic behind this to say, so when we have those mental, the whole variety of mental impulses that could happen, if we say mental impulses or mental formation forms our personality or our self-entity, identity, then what? Then we say that this personality is the, is all those together. Then all the collection of those mental impulses or mental formation together has to form our person or personality. So this leads to some kind of logical problem or contradiction, since even within the various mental events, we find those which clearly cannot happen at the same time. So the mental state of being filled with trust and confidence cannot happen at the same time when we have no confidence and no trust. So those are contradictory. And also the state of being embarrassed or being without embarrassment, lacking embarrassment, those states never occur together. So having then a lot of those contradictory events, then it's clear that all of them together can never happen at the same time. That means that the personality cannot be that collection or that set of mental events altogether.
Tene Samsung da member hipa la garba de hipa la Samsung ap chi chai chi go ndo te Samsung ap chi chai chi ti ne Samsung gun chun jor chi ti yore chi ni den chun sa ni ka chik chi la kang ba chi li yo ba chi ti yo te yang chi ran so lu pyo so
So to gain more certainty about this, why these mental events altogether could not form our personality or self-identity, we have to study those various events. So at least we should study the 51 mental events. And Rinpoche previously has given an explanation of those in form of a small text that puts the name of that mental event or impulse together with this definition into one line each, so it's easy to be studied, and maybe we have the chance to do this later. So what does it mean to have in one line the definition as well as the name? This is the same as when we say hot and burning is called fire. Mm-hmm. What is hot and burning, this is what is shown as fire. That's giving the name fire, which has to be shown, and it is defined, which has to be defined, and it is defined by saying it is hot and it's burning. So giving definition and definiendum in one line is to be understood like this. Those 51 mental events, they are not only important for the research of absence of personal identity, they are also very important in the Mahayana, the great vehicle, and in particular in the Vajrayana.
Tene chepar te sija mazo, tene chundong hiba la gabu yore, te dorje pamunda wichina, mungo ngapche chakke ke tohya yore, te senzo ngapche chakke namba takin chundong re, tene ngapche chakke maichina, dorje pamme mungo ngapche chakke ke chundong hako.
Tila dosha se?
Ah, tohya, dene?
Dosha se.
Tohya se. Do you have a man? Do you have a
So, in the West, people they like very much symbolic explanation. In the Vajrayana, the meditation deity, Vajrayogini, is adorned with that necklace of the 51. Different skulls or heads, and this is the symbolic explanation of the 51 men.
Anta dorje pamu kamba kafu, tene go mungo ngapche taki ge mepa kamba kafu simzo ngapche taki takun suidun ti simzo reri jinde ti ten number takbe
So if one was to meditate on the Vajrayogini, and while one's visualization is very clear, from time to time it would be very good then to focus on each of those cut-off heads and on this necklace to remember what it actually means. So to remember one by one a mental event, one of those 51 mental events, and then this would be very helpful for one's understanding and meditating. When we are meditating, so sometimes being lost in our samadhi and time passes by very quickly, but sometimes it doesn't really have seem to have any to make any attempt to pass by and to just sitting there and waiting are all leg aches and stomach burns and whatever, and still the time will not pass. And so at those moments then it might be very helpful to focus on the 51 heads and to remember each of those 51 mental events one by one. So then easily maybe 1 hour is spent.
Make a name he die in a tat do zog doma so gong a name he die in a zog that a rose is a tat do doma junior. Yeje number he by young. Yeje number he by young to some yeve dadam. Yeje name he de ta gong a name he die in a zog that a rose is a tat do zimba junior. Make a name he die in a tat do zog doma. Nava nam hi da yina ta da dra tuba, nai nam hi da yina ta da dra sova la so gujung yuvare, da mare. Yeja nambar hi pa yang, yeja nam hi la, yang tusom yeve da dami, yeja nam hi la, ta tusom ji guni yena, depe nam hi ga ca vare yo mare tanda, do ca so, da mare, da yina tanda gugudu. Maumba nam hite yeje nam hi da ma karasana tanda da ina tanda gogondo maumba yeje nam hi ke yom ma tata nam hi kichik chik nege ma re kichik lamsang ga dogre ti se na tene tu som je yebe da da ma do ba ya.
So then is one thing left over in what we could investigate for being the self or personal entity would be mere consciousness, mere sense consciousness, like or consciousness, perceiving consciousness. And perceiving consciousness we could think of like being this consciousness in the various sense faculties, or just mere mental consciousness that is aware of mental objects. So if we think that then perceiving consciousness is ourself, then we could look at this verse here. The perceiving consciousness of the five doors of perception, if it was the self, this self would have to constantly perceive form and so on. And also the perceiving consciousness of mind, the mental perceiving consciousness, since it can be divided into three times, does not exist as self. So to take another look at that, if awareness of objects within our sense faculties, here called the five doors of perception, then since self has to be something permanent, it would have to be either the permanently like perceiving permanence of perceiving form, or it would be like the constant perception of sound or smell, and so on. Like, on it would have to be either of those, and uninterruptedly, which is clearly not taking the place. So if we understand, then self cannot be found in the sense consciousnesses, because it is not constantly either form or sound or smell and so on, then what about the mental consciousness, that type of consciousness that is aware of mental objects? Well, here we can apply the analysis of three times. We say, well, if that mental consciousness is or the self existing as the self or the personal identity, then it would have to be existing means it has to be here right now, presently. That means all the consciousness of the past, which is already gone, doesn't apply here, and the consciousness of the future cannot be the self either, because it didn't take place yet. So it can be only found at the very moment of presence. But if we try to investigate whether the consciousness of the present, of the very present moment, is the self or not, as soon as we look at it, we already lose it. It's so fast changing that we can't get hold of it, so it can't be the self either.
Ta dami gung gopar gomba karishmu embar keba te ta pombo nga bola da den zemban trupese den zin cheni chepese dami ne lo gombarsa gondo ke par te ta pombo nga la pombo nga da mayin pala da do Hemba te dato number topa te namdo trupa yimba te sir mlam yin do namdo trupa yimba te sir tang danzen te ni kyo pa sir pombo nga la nga tan dato hemba danzen je namdo te tsaba ni kyo pa se pa la dami gong go pa te sir na tini dami ne lo gombar sa Dami nelo, da me pa gom gupe jumsi yapo tin de, tini dami gom go. Arbe.
So, to conclude the analysis or research of absence of personal entity within the totality of our psychophysical environment, then the last verse is given here, saying, thus, Thus, within the five skandhas, or the five sets of phenomena, something existing as self is a delusion by concept, or the conceptual delusion. For that reason, in order to cut through the very root of the mistaken belief into the existence of a personal self, one has to familiarize oneself with the way how it is, how it really, or the state of being that lacks the existence of such a self. But this is the concluding verse that points out the direction to go. So first of all, we have to understand that by any kinds of logical effort that we can make, we will not be able to find that self within our own world of psychophysical phenomena. And having not found the self, then it's clear that something that believes into that self, or that the idea of something existing as self, is merely a conceptual delusion. It's a deluded state of mind. It is something that doesn't conform with reality. And that means, on the other hand, that to get really to cut down to the root of that mistaken belief into the self, then we have to get used, we have to familiarize ourselves with that natural state, or with reality, that never knew such a self. Because Trulpe is in a Seta Kumari, Trulpe Semjin Yabartu.
Semjin, then Trulpe Semjin is a Seta Kumari. Semjin Yabate, Trulpe Semjin Yabartu. Trulpe Semjin Yabartu, Trulpe Semjin Yabartu.
So we come to the next section here, which is called Answering Questions. And so as the answer to a possible question, then there was given this verse here, and saying, although in genuine reality the self does not exist, one has to assume the existence of deluded sentient beings. Although suffering does not exist really, one assumes the existence of suffering, a deluded suffering. For that reason, one has to rely both on the truth of genuine reality and the truth of all deceptive appearance. So here one has to divide two cases, the case of how things really are and how they are delusively appear. And this explains already what is the point of this. Here the question somebody asks and say, well, if there was no self, then what about sentient beings? And who is suffering if there is no self? The answer what is given is says, like, although in general reality, basically there is no such self, for its deluded state of mind, it seems that there are such sentient beings. Very much like the way we perceive dream experience. In the dream, although anything in the dream, anything given in the dream, never had a real substantial existence from the very beginning, it seems as if it had. And so beings appear in the dream which never existed really. In the same way, one assumes that a deluded sentient beings means for a deluded state of mind, those sentient beings appear. And the same applies to suffering, although suffering doesn't have a real substantial existence, doesn't really exist, but nevertheless, for a deluded state of mind, it seems that there is suffering. Again, like we could have experienced suffering in the dream, which would never have to have existed in the very beginning. So for that reason, this is the concluding sentence here, one has to rely on both the way how the truth of how genuine reality is and the truth of how appearance delusively arises. So she says, now he has finished the explanation of what is called the absence of personal entity or personality, personal identity, and tomorrow he will proceed with the explanation of what is called the system of thought or tenet that assumes everything to be one's own mind, that say, merely mind or chitta margin. Photocopies will be made as well from the English translation and will be given out to people tomorrow. So there are spelling mistakes in Tamil Jyoti.
Gewa ni jiwu gu sunam yishi sozo sunam tamba gu ni du po zu munju limpo kui trashi so ye na zu zu songi trashi su da da je me du je trashi su yar ve ku son do je trashi su Njamini yona
In case there are some German speaking people here, Ramche says he has five books of songs.